Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
That was great, Tom. Mm-hmm. You yeah. And me. You and me, baby. hello, party people.
Hello, party people. Welcome to our party of party people.
Yes, it's a real party. Mm-hmm. My name is David Bell.
My name is Tom Ryman.
And we just watched The Legend of the Seven Golden Vampires, starring Peter Cushing.
The Legend of the Seven Golden Vampires, starring Peter Cushing and Julie Edge. Filmed entirely on location in Hong Kong. And co-starring David Chang, a new Kung Fu champion in the Black Belt Hall of Fame.
Strike at their heart!
Okay.
It's okay. Also known as The Seven Brothers Meet Dracula.
Really?
The Seven Brothers and Their One Sister Meet Dracula, and Dracula and the Seven Golden Vampires.
Beautiful.
It has many titles.
Folks, it's Thursday. It's a we just watched classic, as mm-hmm. evidenced by this movie from the 1970s. 1974.
Firmly entrenched in yes. the 1970s.
Oh, yeah. For those of you wondering, this movie is available for free on the YouTube if you want to watch it. You can't really rent it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably get a DVD.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's on YouTube, and it's brought to you today by Bob Grenville,
woo-hoo!
A wonderful patron who wanted this more
yes.
than anything mm-hmm. for us to watch this movie.
Yeah.
It's his only
wish.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Tom, I was not looking forward to this movie.
Yeah, same. Hard same.
Yeah. What did you think of it?
It's a very typical martial arts movie from the 70s.
Right.
And this one's like a weird collision because it was a co-production between like Hammer Films, which made all the Christopher Lee, Peter Cushing, Dracula movies. And they're kind of like known for doing these real, like the exploitation horror movies of the 70s.
Sure, yeah.
So it's them and Shaw Brothers Studio, which it's a Hong Kong film production company that did a lot of martial arts films. So it's like, it is a joint production between those two studios, and it is an exact combination of their two sensibilities.
Right. It's fighting sequences and mm-hmm. unnecessary boob shots combined.
Yeah, and violence.
And violence.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, I now having watched it, I was entertained. I don't hate this movie. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be. And I think I can credit that because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I zoned out every time somebody spoke.
Yes, and that happens for great chunks of the film, which, again, is pretty typical of the genre, at least yeah. of the movies that I've seen.
Yeah, you have to really like this genre. And it's, again, that doesn't feel like the movie's fault because when they speak, it's not like they're bad actors necessarily. It's just not interesting. They're just talking about vampires and legend.
Right.
Who gives a shit about.
It's a plot that it's like 10 words long. So like every time they sit and like pontificate about the plot, again, like you said, it's not that anybody's bad or anything. It's just like, I don't care.
Yeah. That said, every time they started fighting, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, the fighting was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty dated.
Yes.
It's like it's got that slow pacing, but it's very well done. They know to like be constantly spinning plates where like someone's fighting someone, and then someone comes from behind, and they have to deal with that person, and then they go back to the first person, and they're going back and forth, and then there's just, like, ridiculous moments, like a guy just digging his hand into a man's throat, and blood coming out, and then being like, ah!
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, like, these weird flashes of gore, and, like, they're selling it in their faces and their expressions.
Yeah.
So every time that happens, I was down. I was also pretty down with watching Peter Cushing fight vampires while dressed like a Wes Anderson character. Yeah. Like, he is styling in this movie.
Yeah, he was dressed like one of the Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah. Just, he plays...
Just who the hell invited him here? What are you doing here, Peter Cushing?
He seems very out of place.
Yeah, it was pretty delightful to see him just be dropped in the middle of a martial arts film.
Yeah, and participate. He fights like a vampire with like a flaming stick. Mm-hmm. Just old ass Cushing, just fucking taking people to school. It's something. It's really something.
It truly is. There was that guy with the bow and arrow that was just fucking everybody up.
Oh yeah,
one of the only characters that lives.
Yep.
Most of the brothers die.
Yes. I feel like we should go over the plot a little bit, but I do also, during that time, during that like ending battle,
mm-hmm.
I got to give this movie credit for doing one of the more badass things I've seen in a vampire film. Like something that really stood out, which is when the lady, the rich lady funding it, because she's weird, gets bit. And she turns into a vampire and she bites the guy she's been smooching on.
Like the main guy, the guy that like hired
Peter Cushing. Yeah, you're right, that is the guy who hired him.
He was the main brother, so it was like, damn.
And she bites him too, and mm-hmm. he throws her on a stick that's like coming out of the ground and impales her. And then he fucking just leans into it and impales himself.
Yeah, because he's going to turn into a vampire, bro.
Yeah, that was hardcore.
It was pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
Also, the other brother that was wrestling with the one vampire, and he just rolls him into the fire trench, and they both just burn to death.
Yeah.
Damn.
And, yeah, whenever any of the vampires die, like when they just get stabbed and fall on the ground, it's like the exorcism scene in Beetlejuice. Like, they just go, and like
they turn to dust.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope. This is like 1974 Underworld.
Yeah. I kind of want to, I mean, because it's dated, like the movie's only fault is that it's very dated. It's very 70s.
Yeah.
Which makes me think like this could be remade.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't need to be.
No, it doesn't need to be.
There's been several movies that's this basic story.
Yeah. If they do remake it, I hope they keep dangling rubber bats for all the bat scenes. That was adorable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's just... Like, they were just like, fuck it.
Yeah. They had, like, shots of real bats, and then they'd start flying, and they'd be these dinky little rubber bats, like, beep, 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 going around, and everybody's like, ah! It was, again, this movie, because it's I can't hate it because it's adorably dated in its effects.
Yeah, and there was some cool shit, like the zombies coming out of the ground. I was like, all right.
And Dracula, he rises out of the grave like an erection, like Dracula style, classic mm-hmm. Dracula. Hip new Dracula doesn't do that shit, you know? Like,
that's true,
I like that. And he's like covered in makeup. He's got eyeliner and
his makeup is so extreme. He looks like a Jack in the Box.
He does.
Like, it's it's pretty wild.
Yeah. This movie starts with a guy.
He looks like a practice mannequin head at a cosmetology school. Like, he is just caked in makeup. And it doesn't make sense. Like, the makeup doesn't make sense that they put on him. He's got, like, rosy cheeks.
He does.
Like, what is this?
Oh, he's Dracula. He likes to look good.
Yeah, silent film star?
He's, like, rotting, so maybe he's just, like, got a plaster on that makeup.
Oh, yeah, he's like Meryl Streep in Death Becomes Her.
Yeah. The movie starts with a guy going to Dracula's castle, waking him up to ask him a favor.
Yeah.
Which seems misguided.
Well, he's one of the vampires. He tells him, hey, I'm from this clan of vampires, and we're like weak or something like that. I'm pretty sure.
Is that
sure
why
that's
the language
happens.
Barrier didn't matter? Because they're both speaking two different languages and they seem to understand each other. I guess, I mean, I don't know why I'm assuming they can't speak each other's language.
Yeah, I would assume since they're both vampires, they've been alive for a long ass time and they just like have learned a bunch of languages and they're just like, nah, I'm comfortable speaking my own language. It's like Star Wars rules.
Yeah. And then Dracula.
Yeah, Dracula, like, he's like, I will restore your clan to power, but I'm going to inhabit your body.
And he T-1000s him.
He sure does.
But he T-1000s him in the sense that he grabs his shoulders, the camera rotates for 5 minutes while smoke billows,
yes.
And then he turns into him. It's weird that Peter Cushing is not playing a vampire.
Well, he was always like Van Helsing. He really does. Okay. Yeah, he looks like a skeleton.
Yeah. So it from there, we go to Peter Cushing. He's teaching a class on Dracula's.
Yeah, he's trying to convince, like, he's doing some sort of lecture in a Chinese university.
I wonder what...
And he's just trying to convince them that vampires are real, I guess.
Yeah, and none of them are having it.
Oh, except for the except one guy who's like, I need my brothers and I need you to come to our village and kill Dracula.
Right, because he tells the story of a guy who killed one of the vampires using a Buddha statue.
And stealing its, like, bat amulet.
Yeah, their bat necklace.
And the guy's like,
their batarangs.
I know that story is true because that guy was, I can't remember if they're related or if they're just from the same village.
He says it's like my grandfather or something.
Yeah, and then he whips out that sweet bat medallion.
Yeah.
And Peter Cushing's like, what?
Right. I want to know what that lecture, what were the flyers for that? what got passed around that school? Van Helsing talking about how Dracula's are real. Because none of them are buying it. They're all like, this is bullshit, and leave.
Well, one of them stands up, and like, I guess they're there under the impression that Dracula was just like a maniac that killed people.
Oh, yeah.
Because the one guy stands up and he's like, listen, we've read about this madman Dracula. And then Peter Cushing's like, he wasn't a madman. He was a vampire, the Lord of the Undead. And they're like, all right. They all just leave.
Yeah, they're like, this is not the Dracula story I wanted.
Right.
You weird old guy. Go back to Star Wars.
Star Wars hadn't happened yet.
Oh, okay. This does explain why he was in Star Wars then. Because I didn't know much about Peter Cushing, and the fact that he was playing Van Helsing in these funny ass movies, and then someone was like, "We want you to do a thing where you're like a space Nazi," and he's like, "Yeah, sure."
No, that's he was like a pulp horror actor. He played Sherlock Holmes for a long time.
Ooh.
He played Van Helsing in I think every Hammer Dracula movie. This is one of the only, if not the only one, where Christopher Lee does not play Dracula.
Yeah, I didn't realize he had been just doing schlock.
Yeah, he was like a schlock actor.
Yeah, I mean, again, it makes Star Wars make a lot of sense.
I think he probably did. I mean, all these guys are like stage actors, so he probably had some respectable work too.
Right. When I see an old British actor, I just sort of assume that they like are respected and do a lot of theater. And I guess I'm being racist against old British actors.
Yeah.
But that's sort of how I always... That was like the slot I put Peter Cushing, when it turns out he's more like a Bruce Campbell type.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
This is great news. I think we see Dracula's... that's a different movie.
I want that crossover to happen.
Oh, God, yeah.
It might exist. There might be a Blackula kung fu movie.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I mean, why wouldn't there be?
Yeah, there's still time.
But
Dracula is doing so we see that Dracula's got like a big cauldron, and he has all these people, I think all women, surrounding
it. Yeah, they're all
women. And it's like throughout the movie, he's just got this crock pot that he's working on.
Yeah,
it's like his meal prep.
He's been making a stew.
Yeah. And that's like the subplot. All Dracula's doing, I'm not sure what his motivation was.
No clue. He's how's all these women chained down in these stone slabs in a circle around his crock pot, And like anytime they get bit or like whatever, they bleed down the slabs into his crock pot, which is just eternally boiling. He really wants all the ingredients of that stew to like really, yeah. You know, he really wants all the flavors to seep in.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just keep adding more people's blood as you go. It's a classic stew. You never really have to stop. You can just have it going. Come home from work, from Dracula work.
That's true,
just
yeah.
Have a little stew.
Driving his Dracula bus.
Yeah.
Whatever it is he does for
money. No, he's definitely a bus driver. Dracula, the bus driver. It's perfect. It's perfect. You never want to be the last one on Dracula's bus.
Count Dracula, the bus driving vampire.
See, that's a movie. We're making movies.
We've made like 6 movies these podcasts. We need to actually write them.
100%. Oh, man.
They might have said, but I checked the fuck out so hard anytime anyone was talking.
Because even if they said it, it would have just been some bullshit. I was confused why then later one of the vampires is murdered by getting tossed in that blood crock pot. And it felt like that, if anything, that would be good for him.
Right. It should have turned him into like Super Shredder.
Right. And instead he's like, ah, and like crumbles into, like, I think all the blood drains, like evaporates when he falls in it.
Oh, maybe it was tainted blood.
Yeah. I don't know what was going on. And then why were some of the women topless? Like, just some of the women on the slats were topless and some weren't. And my
I think that's just Dracula being a dude.
Yeah.
He's looking at him. Oh, what?
Oh, I think the meta reason is the producer walking in that room and being like, raise hand if you're willing to be topless. Okay, that's about half of you. Okay, let's do that. Like, it just feels like it was just some women were like, no, I'm not going to do that. And others were like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's the exact reason I was going to give for Dracula. So just replace the producer with Dracula.
Yeah.
You probably don't even need to replace it. They probably live very similar lifestyles.
That's true. Oh, man. Dracula, yeah. The actor who plays Dracula is barely in it.
Yeah, it seemed like the way this movie is so disjointed, which is not uncommon. I read there was a lot of stuff removed, which the more surprising thing to me was that I was fully expecting Peter Cushing to never actually interact with any of the martial arts cast.
Yes,
to have it be like footage they filmed way, way separately to make this like an English language release. That is not the case.
No, he's in there. Cushing's getting his hands dirty. He is fighting vampires. I can't stress that enough. If you want to see Peter Cushing like fight vampires, like physically fight them, it's right here for you.
Right, physically fight vampires as portrayed by a Hong Kong stunt team.
Yes. Jesus Christ, yes. Yeah. One of my notes when they were like, let's go hunt the vampires, was like, you're bringing Cushing? What is he even going to do? And then I was proven very wrong.
He's going to fuck some shit up.
He's going to... He kills Dracula. Spoilers.
In seconds.
Yes, I was about to say, the guy who's Dracula's taking the body... Mm-hmm. Dracula shows his true form. I wrote down what he says because it's just perfect. He turns back into Dracula and goes, behold, look on me now. 5 seconds later, he's stabbed in the chest and dies.
Yeah.
Like, while he's like, ha-ha, Cushing's like, all right, I got this. And just immediately just punks Dracula. It was hilarious.
It was like one of two times in the climax where Peter Cushing is just like, "Oh, hey, a spear," and then just it assassinates the vampires. Don't let him get a spear.
Yeah, don't let him get to the spear. The moment his little bony fingers wrap around that spear, you're dead.
Yeah.
Oh, Cushing, you fucking maniac.
Yep.
So the guy, all right, the guy who's whose grandfather was from the story with the Buddhist temple.
Yeah, the main brother that hires him.
Okay, Van Helsing's son is in this too, like Greg Helsing or whatever.
Fucking Chet Helsing. He's a real Chet.
Yeah.
What's and the I British remember, Chet?
Yes.
Whatever the British Chet
whatever,
is.
Whatever that is. Someone tell us what the British
Chet
is.
Somebody tell us what British Chet would be.
I barely remember him. I remember when they see the...
He doesn't do anything.
Yeah, they see the... they're at like a party and they meet their benefactor.
Yeah.
They meet the lady, whose name I forget. And she's real rich.
She was like Norwegian or something.
Yeah. And she's traveling alone and all the men just don't like that. And I remember like Chet Helsing says, if I was a thief, it wouldn't be the diamonds I'd covet. And it's like, well, that's a real fancy way of saying that you'd assault her.
Yeah.
Chet.
I mean,
that's all I remember about
that's
him.
That's precisely the sort of thing I would expect from Chet Helsing.
That's true.
No, he gets, like, he sweet talks her. They hire rickshaws because.
Right. And then they randomly run into a kung fu street fight. Am I right in that?
Yeah, it's a bunch of... I couldn't tell if they were working for the vampire, because, again, I checked the Christ out anytime people were talking.
Yes. But like I rewound a few times because I was trying.
Yeah.
I was trying.
I can't remember if they were working for the vampires or if they were just incidental thieves, because they did establish that she was very wealthy.
Right.
But they jump in and like kill the rickshaw drivers and the guy that was with them, and are gonna kill Chet Helsing and the lady. And then the brothers show up and just fucking wreck shop.
Yeah.
Particularly bow and arrow guy. He's killing it.
Yeah.
So then that's like what convinces them to be like, oh, I guess maybe we do need you guys protection or something. It was something like that.
Okay,
I remember,
that
like,
makes sense. That so we needed that to justify bringing all of them.
Well, sort of. Like, or to like justify going on the trip. Because right. She wants to go on the trip for like the adventure.
It's funny because both of us tend to pay attention to movies, or at least know what's happening in movies. You yeah. more than me. And I guess what we're getting to here is that, again, I've watched plenty of movies where it's just people talking and I followed along, you know, subtitled films and all kinds of films.
Mm-hmm.
This is just like, it's so dated and it's so droning. The conversations,
it turns into white noise. Yeah.
Yes, because also I think what it is that I think this, again, I think it's because how dated it is. Mm-hmm. You hear them start talking and then you recognize the trope. You're like, oh, I know what the exposition is happening here. Mm-hmm. And you zone out a little bit because your brain is like, yeah, I know, I get it. But then in those chunks, like, I'll zone out and then I'll look back and someone's getting like stabbed with a spear and I'm like, wait, and I'll rewind. Because it's just because we've seen it all before. We're filling in the blanks and then we missed some of the unique plot points, I feel like.
Yeah. I know Van Helsing
is like...
I definitely
know the broad strokes.
Yeah. Van Helsing is keen to go. He's just like, but we don't have the funds. She's got the funds. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. I guess in terms of why were those people randomly fighting in the street, I can't tell if that was because they removed a scene or because of like a single line that I missed explaining it. Because they're walking on the street and there's just people kung fu fighting.
Yeah.
Fast as lightning.
Well, it's like at a five. It's like at a medium.
That's true. It's not as fast as lightning.
It's like medium lightning.
Yeah. And so I was just like, wait, are people just fighting on the street? I don't know. Anyway, the lady funds the vampire hunt. Peter Cushing gets dressed like a British expedition-like guy. He's got like that hat. He looks exactly how you'd imagine Peter Cushing dresses when outside.
Yeah, no, he dresses like the hunter from Jumanji.
Yeah, he's got this like crazy long scarf wrapped around his head.
Mm-hmm.
He looks beautiful. They fight in the desert. They get ambushed by like vampire people.
Yep.
This is
where the throat rip happens, and like Chet Helsing somehow manages to stab one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Good on Chet. Good on Chet. They start to pair up. Like the romances is happening.
Yeah. Like Chet sort of pairs up with the sister.
Yeah.
who's fucking people up. She's got these two daggers.
She's fucking fantastic.
Kicking all sorts of ass.
Yeah.
And rich lady pairs up with the main brother.
Right. They're cuddling in a cave. Cushing gets no one to cuddle with.
Cushing doesn't need cuddling.
Yeah.
He cuddles with his scarf.
That's true.
And his books about Draculas.
I could have watched Cushing smash in this. I mean, he's fighting.
I can always watch Cushing do that.
Yeah.
Hear his old ass bones rattling like a wind chime.
Right. And then there's the scene where the golden vampires are in this town attacking women.
Yeah, yeah, they raid a town.
And oddly ripping their tops off.
Once again.
Yeah. They grab them, their tops rip off. They look directly at camera for a good 5 seconds before the action continues.
Yeah.
I don't see, this is like, I'm not sure why they were just looking for more people for their
there's like Dracula's in there. He's looking at his stew. He's like, we need more broads.
Yeah.
So the golden vampires go out, they go broad shopping.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They're broad shopping. That all checks out.
Yeah.
They're wearing those masks, from that TNG, the Star Trek Next Generation episode where Data gets possessed. Called masks.
Yeah,
it's like there's like gold masquerade masks. Foil. Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's like a middle class version of shit that the sex party in the Tom Cruise movie that
Eyes
I know
Wide
the
Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut. Jesus Christ!
Right, it's like Eyes Wide Shut on a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, it's a budget Eyes Wide Shut.
It's a BYOB Eyes Wide Shut party.
It's great. It's fucking fantastic.
Brought my mask. I brought some Bartles and James.
We don't have a piano player, but we got a keyboard that we can put the synth beats on. while we fuck in your rec room.
Yep.
Oh man, that's perfect. That's is that a can we make a movie out of that?
We probably can. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good. And then I think they set up like an ambush. They go to the like Dracula area, like the ruins, mm-hmm. and they set up a flaming moat.
Yeah, they dig a fire trench, like how they fought the Night King in Game of Thrones.
Yes. Yeah. They stole that shit. And then they just start kicking people's asses. Like they take heavy losses, but they're
yeah, this is where we lose most of the people, yeah.
Yeah. And like they're fucking, the movie's going for it at this point. They got people jumping through fire. Mm-hmm. They got goddamn, Peter Cushing sword fighting with a flaming stick. Mm-hmm. Like we had stunts. There's shit happening. People are selling it.
Yeah. Like I said, two guys roll into a fire pit.
Yeah. And this is really like, it's really where the movie, you know,
yeah, this part's pretty dope.
Excels.
Yeah.
Is it's all sort of leading to this big action scene where they're just fucking kicking ass. And I think that kind of goes into the mini boss or the main boss where Cushing kind of follows Dracula.
Yeah, there was a previous fight scene we skipped.
They get ambushed in the cave.
Yeah, they kill three of the vampire lords there.
Yeah, and they run away.
Mm-hmm.
It really, it's like a D&D campaign.
Yeah. Yeah,
it feels
very
similar.
Yeah, it's very straightforward. So we're going from A to B. There's going to be a couple of encounters. We're going to lose some members of the party, and then you're going to kill the big bad.
Right. And I guess that's why I could see this being remade with like the John Wick guys. Because like John Wick, whenever they talk about like whatever fucking crazy ass currency and government the assassin world has,
mm-hmm.
like I zone right out. It's no different. It's
yeah.
And again, it's not that it's necessarily hard to pay attention. It's just, man, just, I don't care. That's not what I'm watching this movie. John Wick happens to have more compelling actors in those scenes. So you kind of want to watch it more.
And it's a more modern movie in a genre we're more familiar with.
Right. And I compare this to that because it's basically just A to B, get to each fight scene.
Similar structure.
Yeah, the only problem is that even though this movie's 90 minutes long, it still drags between those action scenes.
Yeah, and like I said, apparently the U.S. version removes like 20 minutes of footage.
So do you know what kind of footage?
No idea. I just briefly looked it up. I was going to say, I think a better idea for a remake would be to get the fight team from The Raid.
That, oh my God, yes.
Get those guys to do it.
And what you got there is something that they couldn't do because of the times, or they sort of tried to do, but they really couldn't, is that the vampires are superhuman. They're basically wire stunts, you know? They can jump really high. They can do things that people can't. So it's the good guys fighting the supernatural people and having to sort of deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's something to that. It's always going to be a cheesy plot. But yeah. It's the fact that it's so simple.
Yeah.
That it's like a video game. That it's, there's seven vampires and they wear masks and you have to kill them all. And then you have to fight Dracula. And by fight Dracula, I mean just stab him in the chest when he's not paying attention.
Right. Well, he's leaping through the air at him. And yeah. Cushing just looks over and is like, oh, hey, a spear. Fuck you.
Yeah. Like, the idea of Van Helsing... The idea of Van Helsing is that he's... What is the... Is he superhuman?
No.
Okay. So he just...
he's read a lot of books.
Okay. He's just really good at killing vampires.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, as a depiction of Van Helsing, this movie kind of fails, because Van Helsing does something anybody can do in that situation. He just stabs a guy coming at him. Like, he accidentally kills Dracula. The legendary Dracula. Dracula trips and falls on his spear, basically.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
Dracula slips in the shower.
Yeah, it's like Van Helsing might as well be Mr. Bean in this.
Yeah.
Scene. So, I don't know. Not the best.
Yeah, but this is essentially Dracula hanging by his neck from a doorknob, clutching his swollen boner. Just a sexual adventurism gone horribly wrong.
Well, a long day of driving a bus. What do you expect?
That's true, yeah.
I want Dracula bus driver, but he's also like, he's not doing great. Like, Dracula's always... Is Dracula rich? Because also, he sort of just lives out of the same old-ass castle.
Yeah, he's a count.
Yeah.
He has a shitload of land.
He does, but I feel like...
And a big-ass castle.
I feel like it's, like, not good real estate. Like, it's in Transylvania. It's spooky as shit. No one wants to go there. Mm-hmm. It feels like he should just, I don't know, sell all the land and get a place in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Become a modern Dracula.
That's essentially what he does in the story of Dracula.
Does he?
Yeah. That's why Jonathan Hart, that's why Keanu's there. Keanu's like a fucking real estate agent.
Oh, you're
like
right.
Like a broker. Like
that,
he's buying
that is
property.
About Dracula being like, I got to get the fuck out of here. This place sucks.
Yeah.
It's dusty and it's old and it's got nothing. It's got barely any power. I hate this place. I hate it.
Well, he's depleted it.
And the Netflix Dracula is more or less...
It's the same... Well, it begins with the same thing, yeah.
It's a creative twist on it. Yeah, okay, so that's the idea of Transylvania, is that it's a town that's just had enough of Dracula.
I think he's just depleted it.
Yeah, he's like a virus. He goes to one place, he bleeds it dry, literally.
Yeah.
And then everything becomes like cursed and gross and zombies and he's like, I gotta go somewhere new.
Yeah, no, vampires are contagion myth, you know.
There would be a good interpretation of Dracula in somewhere like, I don't know, somewhere like in Appalachia, somewhere that's like hurting financially in America, and Dracula kind of sneaks his way there. Yeah, and like people don't notice because it's kind of it's an economically like garbage area, and Dracula just sort of takes advantage. That should be the next Dracula. That's where Dracula goes to. In the Netflix one, he goes to like fucking New York, and it's like they're gonna find you in New York. You don't think people won't notice a Dracula running around New York? People will notice.
Yeah.
Fucking Dracula.
Go to, like, Plano, Texas.
Yeah, man. You can Dracula for a good long time in Texas.
Probably, yeah. It's a pretty big state.
Yeah, yeah. So we're better at this. But this Dracula just fucking, he just hangs out in his stupid castle. Do you know when this takes place?
1905, it says.
Wow. Okay.
Like the beginning part with the grandfather was like the 1890s, I believe. And then this is like 1905.
It's got that beautiful 70s thing where I'm watching and I'm like, does this take place in the 70s? Because everybody just looks like
this could, they yeah, exist this could in the 70s. Be any time. Peter Cushing could be a turn of the century adventurer, or he could be on his way to Studio 54. I have no idea.
Okay, he has three outfits in this. The first one, I'm going to look it up. The first one is like he's a funeral director.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a real snazzy suit.
A food critic from Ratatouille.
Yes. Like a vampire. He looks like a fucking vampire.
Yes.
The second one, I think it's actually only two outfits. Because the second one, he wears the funny hat. He's got a corduroy jacket and a fucking blue neckerchief or like a necktie. And he looks just beautiful. And I think what happens is then he just takes off the hat, and it's like a brand new outfit for some reason in my mind.
Yeah.
And then once he's like fighting wearing it, it's just so great. It's so great. So yeah, I don't know. Would you recommend this to people?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is a movie you watch with people, though.
Yeah.
Might be more fun.
I think so, too. I think the biggest problem with this movie is just that it's dated.
Yes, yeah.
It's just that our brains move faster than the movie goes.
Mm-hmm.
We're more sophisticated as moviegoers. We know everything that's happening. It's just, it gets kind of boring the way they're talking. Isn't very interesting. It's not a funny movie. There's no like jokes.
I don't think there's a single joke.
Or maybe there are, and they're just so old I didn't identify them as jokes.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Like it's just an old film, and it's that realization that I have every now and then, because there's that cynical thought on movies that they're getting worse or more mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this isn't a bad movie. But then you remember that we made so many fucking movies over the years, and we only remember like 10 of them.
Yeah.
And then there are the ones in the middle that are like this. This is the equivalent of the Hugh Jackman Van Helsing, I think, where it's like, yeah, history will not remember you.
The Hugh Jackman Van Helsing is worse than this movie.
Oh, yes. 100%. Folks, if you are staring Van Helsing by Hugh Jackman in the face, and it's next to this movie, you pick this movie. It is so much shorter.
It is.
And yeah, it's more entertaining.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like, it's just, it's a movie that's delightful and old and kind of, probably was mediocre in the time it came out.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, but it's got
good action in it.
Yeah, yeah. The martial arts is cool. It's got some charm to it just from being this very specific mixture of a very specific period of schlock.
Right. But I can see how it'd be lost in that shuffle, though, because we have a lot of action films now that's like, the action's good, but you can see action in every movie. You know.
And I mean, the action in this movie is better than in a lot of modern movies, I can tell you that.
That's true. But you know what I mean is that, again, I can see this kind of getting lost.
For sure.
At the time it came out. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. And at least this movie has Peter Cushing dressed like a suspect from Clue.
Yeah. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, huge points. Huge points to this movie. Fucking Peter Cushing.
He starts the movie as Professor Plum, and he finishes the movie as Colonel Mustard.
Yeah. It was a full transition.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it in the castle with the flaming stick or whatever.
Yeah,
it
was the goddamn spear.
Yeah, fucking murdering Dracula.
Yep.
but yeah, I think if you're into these types of films, the campy monsters film, you definitely like this and probably have already seen it. If you're into kung fu films, of this era, you'll also really like it. If you're just into films, it's a great artifact.
Yeah, it's very interesting from that standpoint, for sure.
Yeah, from like a film nerd perspective, it's like, I'm glad I have this in my brain now.
Yeah, I'm glad I've seen this movie.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Thank you, seven vampire brothers who are golden. And Peter Cushing.
And their one sister.
And their one sister who, yeah, she was killing it.
Yeah.
She was dressed awesome and she was killing it. And this probably has something to do with the fact that the rest of them are dudes, mm-hmm. who are kind of more or less dressed the same. But
yeah.
I wanted to know more about her, but I think it's just because she stood out, you know?
And yeah, like, it was, yeah, her and bow and arrow guy, because it's, yeah, like, she obviously, because the rest, she's the only woman in the rest of the group and she's dressed differently. And then bow and arrow guy, because he's got a bow and arrow.
Yeah, and they're both fucking, everybody's fantastic.
Everybody's fantastic, but yeah, you notice,
I want to know their stories.
On the characters who stand out.
Yeah. I want to see, I was going to say maybe a romance with her and Peter Cushing, but nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that.
Not even Peter Cushing wants to see that. If they remake this, should they CGI him back into the movie?
Yes.
To everybody's horror?
Bring that ghoul from the Star Wars series and drop him in here and have them be hunting down Peter Cushing's CGI ghoul.
With like a Gumby body fighting around doing backflips, mm-hmm. and shit.
Yeah.
Just a real fucking horror show.
Yep.
Yeah, he'll look like the makeup cake Dracula in this. I looked up that actor when I first watched this, and I was like, he must be a big actor. And I was like, oh no, he hasn't really done anything. And now I know why, is because he doesn't really play Dracula in it. It's the other guy.
Yeah, and this guy's voice was even dubbed, so like...
That was the other thing. Oh yeah, when he turns into the guy and he talks, it's like dubbed, the voice.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first looked at this movie, I accidentally skipped right to that part and just assumed the movie was dubbed.
Oh.
I was like, no, it's just a weird ass scene.
Well, yeah, but like apparently the actor who actually plays Dracula was also dubbed. Like, that's not his voice.
Really?
So it's like he sort of like double doesn't play Dracula because he's in it for 3 seconds and then it's mostly the other guy.
Wait. So the guy who looked British, I don't know. What I forget. Now I was going by his voice, but now you're saying he was dubbed. He lurches out as Dracula and he's like, oh, I'm Dracula. And he's speaking. He's dubbed. Why is he dubbed?
I don't know.
Was he just terrible? Did
Maybe.
He have like a thick southern drawl? And they were like,
I hope so,
well, Dracula doesn't have a thick southern drawl. Although I don't see why he wouldn't.
I don't know. It just says the role of Dracula is played by John Forbes Robertson. But the actor's voice is dubbed by David DeKaiser.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, so maybe he was just like Andy McDowell.
Yeah.
In Sex, Lies, and Videotape.
Right. So weird.
Mm-hmm.
Or Schwarzenegger in Hercules
in New York.
New York,
yeah. They almost, I can't remember if they almost or did dub Antonio Banderas in Mambo Kings. Is that the name of that?
I don't know.
One of his early films where they were just
weird,
like,
a weird idea.
Yeah.
I get it with Hercules in New York. I get the panic that would happen when you're Hercules. Sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right, you're like, nobody's like, going to know what he's saying.
Yeah. I have no idea what he's fucking saying, scene to scene. I get it. But like when they just have an accent, it's like fucking Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's Hollywood.
Hollywood.
I mean, it's the same people walking in the room and being like, all right, which one of y'all will take your shirts off?
Yeah, right.
Now, we can't have Hercules talking like that. Just get another guy in there to talk for Hercules.
Get those boobs out. Yeah, now we got a movie. Fucking, the nudity in this was unnecessary, also added to the timely camp, like to the quaintness of the fucking ridiculous
it's such an element of this Hamer horror schlock.
Yeah,
it'd be weird if it wasn't there.
Right. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it's still kind of like weird, but like,
right, it's hard,
it's
to think
one
of a,
yeah, it's one of the elements of it. I don't know.
It's in that weird context of like, in the characters, none of them are happy about showing their boobs. it's a bunch of women who don't want to be topless, and they're like, yeah, they're topless. And it's like, that fucking, I don't get this.
I don't, well, maybe it was supposed to be like dangerous. I don't know.
Again,
this ain't your granddaddy's Dracula.
Right. It's a well entrenched trope. It's just one like, I don't understand fully. I mean,
I don't know.
But at the same time, I completely understand why it's there.
Yeah, like,
I know why they're doing it. I know what the Friday the 13th, all the fucking horror movies, I understand. There's that,
because teenagers are going to buy tickets for that.
Yeah, there's that quote from, I think, Wes Craven talking to the director of Prom Night 2,
mm-hmm.
who asked advice, and he said, like, give him a boner, give him a scare, and send him home. It's like, that checks out.
That's the motto.
That checks out, Wes Craven.
Yep.
You know exactly what you're making.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whatever. This movie's fun. Check it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's all I got to say.
That's it. I think we've talked for long enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bob Grenville, thank you for bringing this to me.
Yeah.
For all its faults, I'm ultimately very glad that I watched it.
Because
I would have never watched it otherwise.
I would have. I'm not even sure I ever would have learned it existed.
Yeah, same
otherwise.
Here.
I had no idea this film existed.
Yeah, and I learned something about Peter Cushing, mm-hmm. about Dracula as a bus driver. We've made a lot of discoveries here today. So thank you. So Bob did this through our Patreon.
As we
mentioned at the start of this. And if you're interested, if you are interested in doing such a thing, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. Along with a tier where you can have us watch stuff, we also mm-hmm. have exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman and Fox Mulder is a Maniac.
Mm.
We have a tier where you can be a producer on Hypecast, and you get fun things in the mail from us and the privilege of knowing that we know where you live.
Yeah.
Don't you want that?
Mm-hmm.
Check it out.
Yeah. I mean, that's the perk of the tier.
Yeah.
It's revealing your location to us.
Yeah. That's it. That's the best part.
We also have a store, tpublic.com/stores/gamefullyunemployed, where you can get t-shirts, mugs, posters, all kinds of stuff. And I believe there's a sale right now?
There's a sale right now.
Yeah,
I think it's for like a week, 35% 30? off.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything in the store. Everything. Every goddamn thing.
Yeah.
35% off. Check it out.
If you've been waiting on a specific design or something, now's a pretty good time to get it.
Mm-hmm. Now's a great time to get it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Check that shit out. Maybe we'll make a fucking shirt of Peter Cushing.
We should
As a clue character, having sex with a scarf.
Mm-hmm. His scarf.
That's
just
what everybody
blowing
wants.
In the wind behind him like an adventurer.
Mm-hmm. Like a beautiful adventurer.
Mm-hmm.
It is like it's like just a flowy scarf.
Just crushing some ass.
Yeah. Oh, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know it.